9.4% of Utah's children are uninsured, giving the state the fifth worst record in the country. The data comes from a new report from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. The study showed that the rate of uninsured children nationally dropped to a historic low 6% since the Affordable Care Act went into effect in 2014. But Utah's rate showed virtually no change from the year before. Report co-author Joan Alker says part of the reason Utah lags behind with children is that the state chose not to expand Medicaid for their parents.
Many people don't think about Medicaid expansion as a kids issue, but we know from past research that covering parents results in what we call a strong welcome effect for kids. That means when the parent learns about their own coverage opportunity, they also may learn that their child is eligible.
An estimated 85,000 children remain uninsured in Utah, which gives the state the second worst record in the country when it comes to actually enrolling children who are currently eligible for the Children's Health Insurance Program or Medicaid. Jesse Mandel with the advocacy group Voices for Utah Children says the state should change the rules for Medicaid to reduce what's called churning, where children drop on and off the program as their parents' income fluctuates.
Continuous eligibility is a state option that allows children to maintain Medicaid coverage for up to one full year, even if the family experiences a change in income or family status, like seasonal employment, something like that.
Mandel says it's important to make it easy for families to get and keep the coverage they need, and adds that the continuity of medical care is crucial for children's well-being. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.